Hello, and welcome again to yet another episode of Why Do We? I'm Father Ryan Furlong, the Associate Pastor of St. Charles Parish in Boardman, Ohio, and today we'll talk about briefly the Epiphany and the Baptism of Our Lord. Getting toward the end of the Christmas season, we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, which commemorates principally the visit of the Magi to the Christ Child, thus Jesus' physical manifestation to the Gentiles. It is sometimes called Three Kings Day, and in some traditions it is celebrated as a little Christmas, quote-unquote. The Feast of the Epiphany, in some denominations of the Eastern Church, initiates the season of Epiphanytide. Our Eastern Christian brethren commemorate the baptism of the Lord in the Jordan River as his manifestation as the Son of God. These are old traditions in the church, and very beautiful traditions of the Magi seeing the star in the sky, leading them to the Christ Child, to God made man, and they brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our Lord Jesus Christ was manifested as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords. But he came to us humbly and vulnerable as a child in the manger. The three kings knew of the significance of this great birth. And when Herod caught wind of this great sign, that is when his mother and father, Mary and Joseph, had to flee, for Herod wanted to kill all of the male children under 2 years of age. We look at the baptism of the Lord later in life by John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the voice crying out in the desert, making the path straight for the Lord Jesus. And Jesus, though he was sinless, was a model for us in our sin. He showed us what to do, to repent, to be baptized, and to believe in the Gospels. When Jesus went down into the waters, he did not have any sin to be forgiven, but instead his body purified the waters for our baptism. And when John had pulled him out of the waters, the Lord said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." So we, as faithful Catholics, look to the Lord. We believe that he is God and man, divine and human. By him purifying the waters of baptism, we believe in the greatness and the holiness of the sacraments, baptism washing away all stain of sin. And later our Lord would give of himself to be the body and blood that we would receive at Holy Mass. What a beautiful season is the Christmas season. Celebrate the Holy Family, the Mother of our Lord, the Epiphany, and the Baptism of Jesus, all corresponding this year to the year of St. Joseph. May the Lord continue to bless us in this Christmas season and beyond, all the days of our life. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.